تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام میگذاره، همه این ارزش ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and I'm your host Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother, I'm Muhammad. And today, I'm going to read to you an aphorism of Imam Ali from Nahjul Balagha. Before that, let's go ahead and listen to the Arabic words, and after that, I'm going to read you the English translation. Stay with us.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: الصدقة دواء منجح، وأعمال العباد في عاجلهم نصب أعينهم في آجالهم.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Charity is an effective cure, and the actions of people in their present life will be before their eyes in the next life."
Those who disagreed with Imam Ali alayhi salam and were intolerant of his absolute justice were searching and desirous for the ease and luxury of this world. They oppressed people to deprive them of their rights for the sake of their own pleasures in this worldly life. And as history clearly testifies for all to witness, till the end of time, Imam Ali was far above all of these bad and evil conducts.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei talks about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by sunnis shias and even non-muslims everyone Even the faithless people respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs to my brother. We were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, one of the great lessons which we learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali is that people who are in power, people that are in a position of leadership and governorship, they should have adequate knowledge about public demands. And so this matter is so important, the matter dealing with knowledge of public demands and the necessity of addressing them, that Imam Ali alayhi salam, in his khilafah, in his rulership over the Muslims, he highlights this matter for Malik al-Ashtar, who was one of his commanders, his companions, and who happened to be the governor of Egypt on behalf of Imam Ali. And so in this letter, Imam Ali writes to Malik al-Ashtar, "Keep a watchful eye over the affairs of those who have no access to you and who are disdained by men of high standing. Appoint from among those you trust as God-fearing and humble people to be responsible for bringing their affairs to your attention. Treat these people in a manner such that Allah may excuse you on the day that you meet him." It's very interesting that in this letter to Malik al-Ashtar, Imam Ali talks about the personality of someone who is in a position of leadership. As we have said in some of our programs, it does not mean that you and I are not applicable in these statements of Imam Ali. The persona of Imam Ali, as we have said, is universal, and thus this applies to many and most of the people. Now, just because you aren't the president or the king or the governor of a nation or a state, if you're a father or a mother, an older brother, a co-worker, an employee, a boss, a manager, a supervisor, or even a friend, you are in a position of leadership. And so interestingly, even though at first glance we might think that this piece of advice from the universal persona of Imam Ali might not apply to us, but when we take a closer look, we realize that it can apply to even our daily lives. For example, in this position of a mother or a father or a older sibling, an older brother, an older sister, an aunt, an older cousin, we must always remember to keep a watchful eye over the affairs of those who have little or no access. Of course, for example, if you're a mother or a father, we should remember to keep a watchful eye over the affairs of our children. And if we're an older brother and sister, to keep a watchful eye over the affairs of our younger siblings, and so forth. It is interesting, but in the world that we live in today, people are chosen based upon fame and glamour, popularity, wealth, social status, all things which have nothing to do with the position that they are about to be in. But 1,400 years ago, Imam Ali told us, to appoint in these positions of leadership those who are God-fearing, those who are humble people, and those people who you can trust. It is very interesting if we were to follow these guidelines by Amir al-Mu'mineen, the world would be a drastically different and better place. And also, Imam Ali says to treat these people in a manner that Allah may excuse you, Allah may save you on the day of resurrection. It is interesting, but for those of the citizens of the Khilafah of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, those who were not willing for some reason to verbally voice their complaints and criticisms against the head of state or other government functionaries, Imam Ali had established an independent office during his rule called Darul Qisas, the House of Judgment or the House of Reports, in order to receive public grievances in written form. And so, dear friends, according to Imam Ali, the head of a state or ministers or representatives or people in any position of leadership, they ought to be answerable to the people and address their problems without any sort of bureaucratic behavior or regulations. And so we find another beautiful and profound lesson: to acknowledge the demands of the public, to know about the demands of the public, of those around us, of our loved ones, of our friends and our family. A beautiful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. كل صبح وكل اشرب ايام تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاق ايام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Imam Ali Salam gives a number of wonderful recommendations. This hadith is beautiful. If you have time, research it. Hadith of Anwan al-Basri. If you and I continuously hold ourselves responsible for what we do, the next time we'll do it, we will think twice. In which way? حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا. Hold yourself accountable before you'll be held accountable on the day of judgment. علامة طباطبائي, the author of Tafsir al-Mizan, on his final few moments, somebody came to him and said, can you give us a piece of advice? He said, عليكم بالمراقبة, عليكم بالمحاسبة. Make sure you supervise yourself. Make sure you hold yourself accountable. Once in a week, once in a day, once in a month, once in a year in the month of Ramadan. Because the month of Ramadan is the month of accountability. Just like how most of us have accountants when we work, the month of Ramadan is an opportunity to go through our deeds and to hold ourselves responsible and to scrutinize our actions. Yet there is a tip that I want to present to you here. What is that? How will I control myself from doing that which I've sought repentance for that I do not wish to do again? God forbid I've watched something that I shouldn't have. I've had a relationship with someone that I shouldn't. I've listened to music. I've used drugs. I've done anything which is the source of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can I somewhat control or force myself from doing it again? There is a technique that's been recommended, which is what? Known as nidhr. That you come forward and say, لِلَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. There is a sigha, there is a way of doing it. You say, لِلَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. It is incumbent, and Allah is witness over myself, that if I was to do this once more, I will, for instance, pay 1,000 pounds to the orphans. Or I will pray 10 days worth of salah. Or, for instance, I will perform a certain action. Now, if you have this hanging over you, the next time you come, and you get close to that temptation, and you may fall in the pits and the trap of the shaitan, you remember, if I do this, I'm going to pay 1,000 pounds. And you know what? I don't have 1,000 pounds. And I don't want to do it. It becomes a means by which you are stopped.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.